Hello, pleasure lovers, and welcome to the Pleasure Talks podcast. I am so excited for you guys to be here today. I have the amazing Fatima Meshtab from Oasis Aqua Lounge, an amazing sex club nestled in the city of Toronto. I can't wait to get into all of the juiciness. So welcome to the Pleasure Talks podcast. We are an amazing platform for women to share their own sexual and cannabis experiences, but not just that, we also love to bring sex educators and cool, fun sex people within the industry to talk about really fun stuff. So today, I'm just going to put a disclaimer. We are not here to treat, cure, or diagnose anybody for cannabis use. We just love the cannabis plant itself, and we'll be diving a lot into it. So get your joints, bongs, and readies, because you're going to be ready for a really fun ride. Hi, Fatima. How are you today?
I'm so good. Thanks for having me on the show.
I'm so excited. Yes, it's just before the holidays. Things are getting juicy. And as soon as I got, you know, a little email, it was like from Oasis Aqua Lounge. I was like, oh my gosh, no way. What are they doing? So we are in the age of quarantine. And for those of you who are listening, maybe a year out from now or whatever, but we're in quarantine currently. But we're really excited to have Fatima from Oasis Aqua Lounge because it was truly one of my favorite sex clubs in the city. I think it was just so incredible at creating such a safe place, but such a place for the sexual curious people like myself to really explore with other people and, you know, very safe aspect, but just, it was so incredible. There's nothing like it. So I can't wait to dive into it. So how are you today, Fatima?
I'm great. You know, just like everybody else, just keeping everything locked down, but still trying to enjoy virtual spaces and still connecting with community and just keeping things alive as best we can.
Amazing. Yes. Things are going virtual now. So what is this all about? So tell us, tell our listeners, what exactly is a sex club for those who aren't quite familiar with it?
Cool. I'd love to. Yeah. So a sex club is, and I'm going to speak specifically from the point of Oasis because there's lots of different kinds of sex clubs out there and they all sort of operate a little differently, but Oasis Aqua Lounge is essentially a hub for various members of the sex positive community to come and explore their sexual desires, their fantasies, their curiosities, to become more in touch with their bodies, to become more in touch with their partners, to meet like-minded people, to discuss all things to do with sexuality and kink. And Oasis Aqua Lounge is a water-themed clothing optional spot, which means that you can, you know, you don't have to wear clothes, you can wear whatever you want. And when the club was open, we offered an outdoor heated pool, hot tub, sauna, various playrooms, lots of events. So it was just a very, and is a very liberated and celebratory space for everybody to enjoy pleasure. You know, yeah.
Exactly. It was so liberated, like all genders, all walks of life, all different pleasures and kinks all in one house. It was the wildest, funnest, crazy party. I think one, I don't know if it was like my first time. I think it actually was my first time going to Oasis. I went on Halloween.
Oh, and, that was a good time.
Oh my gosh. I had so much fun. I chose to be a cheerleader with my partner at the time. And, you know, going through this amazing house of different fantasies, every single room that they had at Oasis had different types of fantasies, from the back of a car to, you know, like the red leather room, which was also fun. And
that's
to
my favorite room, actually. I know the room you're talking about. That's my favorite room.
Right. And yeah. I thought it was just so much fun to explore with people. I had other, you know, people passing by being like, be aggressive, you know, like playing into the costumes. And it was just such a fun time. Couples, singles, you know, thruples, all just, you know, enjoying pleasure without any stigma or shame, which is such a beautiful thing. Yeah. So I'm curious, what was your first experience at a sex club?
So I actually had been taken to Oasis Aqua Lounge for my birthday, but it was supposed to be a surprise. I had some friends. They took me for my, 34th birthday? I'm trying to remember the year. And it was supposed to be a surprise, but then they let me know like last minute where they were taking me because I was like, well, what should I wear? You know, should it be sexy and cute? You know, like pink or black?
Totally.
And they're like, be sexy. And I was like, okay. And then they told me just before we were going that that's where I was going to be. So I was very excited about it. I had never been to a sex club before. I had been involved in various aspects of the adult industry for a very long time, but I had just never been a part of a sex club or been to a sex club. So I didn't really know what to expect. And the night that we went, that was when the club had first opened to the public. So we weren't open 7 days a week, 11 to 3, the way that we became. We were only open, I think, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then there was days of the week where they allowed like private events. So we went for this event, but we got there pretty late. So the event was kind of ending and people were just like hanging out by the pool. And I remember it was summer and it was a really nice, really very mellow and like relaxed vibe. Because I think I was imagining something really like crazy, like nightclub. And that particular time was like very chill. And it was really nice to be introduced into that environment with that type of energy, because it felt very comfortable. And I remember I think I brought a bathing suit, and then I think I remember taking my top off, and that was kind of a big deal because I hadn't really ever been topless in public before. Once I was nude at Rec Beach in BC, but that was like the extent of my public nudity. So, and then I remember like at the end of the night, like after a few drinks, just like taking off all my clothes and just dancing because you could do that there. Exactly. And it was like, and the cool thing about the space, and this is just how it's always been for me, is that you can just be who you are and just come as you are, so to speak. So mm-hmm. like you can go into the space and you can kind of just take it in from wherever you're at. And I never felt any pressure to do or to be somebody that I wasn't. I just kind of eased into the space in my own comfort level. And that was totally fine, you know? And that's what I found that most people experience. They just come into the space and they just can take in the space as they like.
I love that. Exactly. That's such a beautiful experience for your first time, you know, enjoying the pool. I think that is also why Oasis Aqua Lounge is my favorite compared to the other sex clubs, is that it's an aqua lounge on top of a sex club. It's not just a sex club, right?
Yeah.
And I think bringing the water has definitely made things a lot more calming and sexy and intimate. And it's just so far from, like you mentioned, a nightclub. When you think of sex clubs, you think, oh, it's like a nightclub experience, right? Yeah. But it's really, usually really, really not. It's a lot of different like playrooms that create an atmosphere for you to have really intimate experiences with one or various partners, right? So having access to condoms, having access to lubes, having access to all of your sexual needs, you know, like the dungeon having different paddles and like ropes and stuff like that, because it really allows people to go really deep into their kinks and
they go fantasies. Really deep.
So fun.
Well, the other thing about the pool too is that it's also a really great place for people to meet one another. Mm-hmm. Like the pool has always been very social. It's been sexy and intimate, but it's also been a social place. Everybody kind of congregates in the pool, you know, totally. And hangs out and talks. And there's so many like friendships and lovers and interesting conversations that have been bred in that pool. Mm-hmm. And I think the lack of clothing for people that want to go completely nude, it's also a really great equalizer, right? Like when you remove like sort of the ego of fashion, and I mean, I love fashion and I love clothes, but like when you strip yourself of that and you're just bare in front of another person, there's just something that switches, you know?
It's so true.
And when everybody's acting like that with that much vulnerability, like it really kind of allows a really great opening of, I don't know, like spirits and expression. And so, yeah, that's one of the things that I think really brings to the space, the clothing optional aspect of it.
I love the clothing optional aspect of it. I love that change room. I feel like there's not a day that I would go to the sex club in the change room and run into somebody I know. And you know what? I love that. People are like, oh my God, that's terrifying. You would run into people at the sex club? But it was like, it was amazing. I would run into people not knowing how they are like-minded like myself, right? So the fact that they saw me naked, they were naked too. It didn't make it any less awkward. It was just like, amazing. You were an awesome person too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So well, normalizes sexuality as well too, because I think like if you again compare like a nightclub atmosphere, there's this titillation of sex and it's a very specific type of sexuality, right? But you know, you don't see these conversations being normalized, you know, and like at Oasis, like yeah, you see a ton of sex. You know, I've seen tons of sex for like over 7 years, but it's always felt very normal and joyful and healthy. And seeing bodies, all different kinds of bodies and all different kinds of shapes and different ages, 19 plus, different ages, you know, just enjoying pleasure. It just really like makes it so not a big deal, you know, and I think that's really healthy.
Mm-hmm, most definitely. That's a great way to put it. Like, it's so true at a nightclub. It's very much expected, that type of sex and sexuality, where at an Oasis Aqua Lounge, it's so incredibly fluid and embraced, and it's an amazing place to be vulnerable, to really treat your truest self. And I absolutely love it, and I miss it so much. The, like, oh my gosh, I've been so horny this whole quarantine. I'm watching so much porn these days.
Yeah.
And it's really, I have definitely a few play partners that I love and I really appreciate them, but I definitely miss the, you know, the atmosphere, most definitely. So what's it like going virtual with the pandemic? What's it like for Oasis today?
Yeah, so we started a virtual platform, I think the very beginning of June, in response to the fact that like we found that we were just not going to be able to open at that time. It really was kind of our hope that we would be able to open by the summer, because that really is our peak season, even though we've been open, you know, 7 days a week, 11 to 3 every day. So when we realized that that wasn't going to happen, we decided to open a like virtual club. The platform itself is powered by a site called Modern Lifestyle. So Oasis Aqua Lounge is a virtual club on this platform, but there's other lifestyle clubs throughout North America and even in Europe that also have presence. So it's combined. Yeah. So there's like a lot of different clubs underneath this sort of umbrella of which Oasis is a part of. And it's a combined space for sex and kink positive people to bring, you know, to come together in the lifestyle. So on this virtual platform, Oasis Aqua Lounge offers events 7 days a week, just like we did with the physical club. And we offer all kinds of cool things. Like Mondays and Wednesdays is our live naked yoga taught by our instructor Bree. So at the club, we used to offer naked yoga classes that were wildly popular. I think doing naked yoga is great. I love doing naked yoga at home. It's definitely not the same, but you can join the platform and do that with Bree.
I used to teach ganja yoga. So let's do ganja naked yoga now that we're virtual.
Ganja naked yoga is, it sounds amazing. And it's basically kind of what I do at home now.
Love it.
Yeah. And then Wednesdays, we offer a hump day play party, just like we used to have hot springs at Oasis Aqua Lounge. Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we always have different themes that are changing based on like what's worked well in the past. And we also like to check in with our guests and our members to see what they'd like to see on the platform. And I myself actually host an event every Friday evening from 9 to 10. And our Saturday events combine great themes and events from Oasis Aqua Lounge, but we also include other clubs on the platform as well too. So these parties usually run from about 9 p.m. till 7 a.m., and it covers all different time zones, again, like all over the world. So the cool thing is that members of this virtual club can not only attend events put on by Oasis Aqua Lounge and join the Oasis Aqua Lounge community, they can also meet other members. They have options for video play, chat messaging. And the best part about this platform, unlike other, you know, more commercial forms, is that it allows sex, nudity, play, without any censorship, because it's all on a private server. So you can join the platform, possibly connect with other people, maybe engage in some video play or titillating conversation, but you don't have to worry about, you know, that platform being, you know, it's not a public platform like Zoom. So it's pretty secure and protected. And I know people feel great about that.
That's great to know. That's amazing. Yeah. So you guys made it work. That's so incredible.
Yeah, that's basically been the theme for 2020. People just have to make it work, right? We just have to adapt and pivot, and that's what the business did.
That's amazing, because there was definitely a thriving community there. Like, I would run into regulars. I was, you know, a regular at one point. So much fun, and I'm glad to know that that space is still fulfilling those needs of, you know, bringing people closer together and exploring different sexualities, even in the virtual space. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people, I love going virtual. I love it. I think that there's almost nothing different. You know, like I FaceTime a lot of my friends. I love that connection. And then there's some people that just hate FaceTime and just hate going virtual. So I really feel for those people, but please do check out, you know, Oasis Aqua Lounge on the Modern Lifestyle. It sounds like they're doing incredible work. And I love the events that you guys would post pre-COVID. So I'm sure the events today are just as great.
Oh, they're great. And actually, you can always find out more information by emailing info@oasisaqualounge.com or joining our newsletter, because we always give updates as to what's happening on the platform. Sometimes there's like deals on memberships or new information, different themes. So we promote that just like we did the physical club as well. And I hear you about virtual. It's funny because I'm actually like an introvert. So when everything happened, I was like, cool, I get to stay inside all the time. All right, I'm fine with that.
I know, me too.
Yeah, but then, you know, like, and then I'm just like, oh, wait, this isn't like temporary.
Yeah.
Okay. But I found that like, I wasn't really sure what I thought about virtual play at first, because I just had never really bothered with that, you know, prior to the pandemic. And I have to say, I'm like pleasantly inspired by watching people fuck on camera. Like, I think it's really hot, actually.
I mean,
some of the events that we've hosted definitely turn into a play party, and it's, it's really sexy to see people play. Like, because it's not really all that different than watching people at the club in a way, because when you're at the club, you know, there is a respectful distance that you need to keep if you're watching people and stuff like that. And I mean, it's very respectful when you're watching them on cam, because you can't, you know, interrupt anybody. So it sort of feeds that voyeuristic need in myself anyway. And you kind of have that virtual distance. So I feel like in certain ways, like I can even be shy. And I feel like because I have that virtual, like distance, that I feel a little bit more brave than I used to. Like, I might be more inclined to reach out to somebody, whereas at the club I maybe would be shy to approach somebody. So I definitely think that virtual has a lot of pros, and I think you kind of just, as business owners, you just sort of have to adapt a positive mindset and just decide how you're going to pivot and kind of just move forward and just make stuff work.
Exactly. Yeah. I love what you did, because there's definitely people that are interested in it.
We have amazing members on the platform.
Yeah. We had a virtual retreat here at Pleasure Peaks, and we got a really good group of girls. So I'm definitely sure that you guys will find it. So I want to ask you another question about the place that you had, because I was really curious, because I take a bath religiously now, like every Sunday. Every single Sunday I have, like, you know, a bath bomb, Epsom salts, a glass of wine, and a thick fat blunt, you know, like that is like my go-to. It's like my ritual. So I was curious, like, you know, and honestly, I'm so impressed at Oasis. You make it such a safe place. And for the pleasure curious, what are your thoughts on what the water really brings to relationships or intimacy and sex? I'm curious from your standpoint.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, like we said, like the pool was just such a great place for people to meet and, you know, there's also like a lot of flirting that happens in the pool, because you can kind of just float towards somebody. It's not as like, if you think about like seeing somebody and like walking up to them and approaching them, it's a little more like, it can be a little more jarring if you're shy. But if you're just kind of in a pool and just kind of float into somebody, you know what I mean? It kind of just makes like mixing and mingling a little bit easier. Water is sexy. Water is life. You know, I mean, it just brings like that a whole other layer to like, let's get wet. And
totally,
you know, sitting in the hot tub, it's just like so relaxing. And I find like, just even remember watching people like just really kind of ease into the space. It kind of just can relax people, especially if it's their first time and they're a bit nervous. And I feel like these anemones that we've had at the club definitely make it like welcoming for people who, you know, don't know what a sex club is, don't know what to expect. They're worried it's going to be all dark and anonymous. Everybody's going to be grabbing at me and stuff like that. It's not like that at all. It has a very like laid back spa vibe to it.
Mm-hmm. And what I will add, something we haven't touched on, is that you do need to be a member to go to these sex clubs. So I think that provides like a whole other layer of, you know, feeling safe Is that everybody needs to be not only be a member and have their ID checked, but also you have to adhere by their rules. And did you want to let our listeners know what your rules are as well? Because they always, as soon as I read the rules, I was like, oh my God, I found heaven.
I'll just reiterate too that the rules that we offered inside the club are translate into our virtual space as well too. So things like, you know, consent is huge at Oasis. It's non-negotiable. You just don't touch anybody without asking them first. You don't just hug somebody, touch them, grab them. You know, you always vocalize and obtain consent. We like to stress that it goes beyond no means no, like emphatic yes means yes. And that extends even to the initial ask of consent, right? So if you ask somebody to play and they say yes, you know, you're always kind of checking in throughout that type of play, especially if you're with somebody completely new or a stranger. You know, you don't know their body, you don't know their boundaries. And that is such a huge part of our culture at Oasis Aqua Lounge. And also people that, you know, are familiar with the space, like they keep an eye out, you know, they want to make sure that everybody's safe. And so we have a lot of, in addition to the massive staff that we had, you know, we had a lot of eyes and ears just making sure that everybody was safe. Things like no video recording. There's so many rules.
No cell phones at all. Cell phones have to be in their lockers.
Yeah.
And I also love the, you know, yes, consent is incredibly important for this type of work and play, but it goes even beyond. You guys had a rule where you can't ask people twice. So even if they ask and they say that's no, that's my favorite rule too. Yeah. Stop asking me, right? So everybody knows like you're not allowed to ask twice.
Yes. And then we have like different rules too, depending on the day of the week, because like, you know, for example, solo cis men weren't allowed on certain days of the week and certain days they were. So we had specific rules about, you know, people traveling up to the third floor playrooms without, you know, a play partner, a companion. We also developed a masturbation policy actually towards sort of like closer to when the pandemic hit, because we definitely want people to pleasure themselves. And if you see something that excites you, obviously that's, you know, maybe you're going to be your go-to, and we think that that's normal and healthy. At the same time, you know, recognizing that this is a public space and that, you know, everybody has a different comfort level, and you never really want your actions to, you know, upset or offend or interrupt somebody else's play. So it's just about bringing awareness to, you know, your space, and also like holding space for other people as well too.
I love that. Yeah. You guys really thought of it in a lot of different angles. And I think that's why, you know, you guys have a thriving community and people came back for more, because I have
community so much like, people online, but at the same time, it's just like, I really miss just like, oh, I'm not doing anything Tuesday night. Let's go to DTF, you know?
Like, exactly. I would do that. And like, I had so much fun. Like after a day of clubbing, you could just go naked in the pool. Right.
Yeah. Too. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So there's nothing like it.
In our virtual space, our rules continue. Oh, so one of the things also that we stressed is that, you know, respect for people's pronouns, and respect people's boundaries. And so that translates definitely into our online space. We as moderators, you know, can like step in if we feel that like there's messages being exchanged that can seem maybe a little bit, you know, if somebody's sort of bothering another member. So we keep an eye on that just to make sure that everybody's like enjoying themselves and being able to express themselves and feeling respected and comfortable.
Most definitely. I love it. So what kind of events or experiences are you guys currently offering virtually?
Yeah. So as I mentioned, we have yoga classes that happen throughout the week. We have various play parties. I do events every Friday night, and my themes, like, they kind of change. It's sort of how I used to create events for the club. So we think about themes that had done well in the past. So I don't know, masquerade, neon glow nights, different concepts.
I taught a cannabis and sex class at the Oasis Aqua Lounge. Yes, so much fun.
Yes. And you were actually the first one to do that class, and that was actually before everything became legal, like on the books, right? So like Oasis was always 420 friendly, and then we were able to be like legally 420 friendly, so that was cool. And I remember when you came to do that class, you did it twice actually, I think.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Every time I loved it, it just got better and better, the community. And, you know, the questions of cannabis and pleasure are always so unique. So to be able to speak with them and help them out right there on the spot was so much fun. And then to end the class with like a nice sesh on the patio was even better.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we offer, I would say that our Thursday events tend to be a little bit more on the educational side. So we cover different topics, like we have a So You Want to Be a Swinger event, and it really does cover all sort of open relationships like polyamory.
I love that event. That was one of my faves because also when you go to these events that are also educational, they also have so many guests who are also so as curious, just as curious as you, right? So another thing that was really cool about Oasis is that on some nights, like this night, for example, of being like a polyamorous night, we had different bracelets that meant different meanings. So we had, you know, people that were interested in gaining new partners, you know, or people that were interested in, you know, whatever it was, but we had these other ways that we can express, you know, how curious we would like to be. And then you can look for your colors that would match with you. So that was so unique and I loved it.
It was super helpful. We did that with Unicorn Night as well too. So for the listeners who don't know, like a unicorn is generally a woman who is interested in playing with both genders in a couple. So that was a huge popular event.
And do you know what they call, sorry to cut you off there, but I found this out recently and ever since I've been like loving it. But do you know what they call a male who plays with both parties?
Pegasus.
Yeah. Could you believe that? Unicorn and Pegasus. I found that out like a few weeks ago and I fell in love.
I love them.
So at Pleasure Peaks, we're launching our male sexual health pills and our woman sexual health pills. So their women's are called Unicorn and our male are called Pegasus.
I love that. That's so cute.
I loved it.
Cool.
Amazing. So yeah, I think sex clubs deserve to be everywhere. The thing about sex club is I find them like they're very hard to find. I feel like we're so lucky to be in Toronto, Canada, where I think they're a little bit more prominent. I think we have more than most cities, to be honest. But they deserve to be everywhere. So what are your thoughts on, you know, will this ever franchise or what are you thinking of expanding at all?
Oh man. I mean, like, I think at one point, like as a shareholder, I definitely had conversations with the other owners about, you know, what would happen if, for example, like we had to like say the building got bought out or something like that. What would we do with the brand? And we definitely would have wanted to expand Oasis or keep it going. And we definitely want to. It's so hard to know now with the pandemic and things keep changing all the time. And I mean, I know Toronto or the province of Ontario is going into another lockdown on December 26th. So it's just hard to say. I mean, yeah, absolutely. We definitely want to keep the business alive. We want to keep our community in touch with what we're doing. We want to keep our community connected. And like keep in everybody's heads that like, you know, we're still here and we're still offering a sex positive environment for people to explore and enjoy their fantasies. And we'll do that in whatever way that we need to do that in accordance with the pandemic rules. But, you know, once the club is able to open again, I mean, it would be great to expand. I mean, I know I'd love to see like sex clubs in different provinces. Like it would be cool if Oasis Sock Club branch off to different provinces because I'd like to travel somewhere, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
I think that would be great. And yeah, I do feel like we're pretty lucky in Canada as far as that goes, because I know in the States, even post or pre-pandemic, there's a lot of rules around sexuality, nudity, and like alcohol. And it's funny, you think some of the places in the States that are considered like city of sin, like Las Vegas, like they have sex clubs there for sure, because I've been to them. But in general, the culture is not necessarily as liberated sexually as you think. You know, it's, again, you're fed that kind of nightclub style sexuality, but without the actual like authenticity behind it. So
without the authenticity and like the pleasure positive, and even myself coming from the entertainment industry, and that's such like a size gender kind of like lens, right? So I find like if you're not fitting that, you're not really, this place isn't meant for you. Whereas if you go to a sex club like Oasis, this place is meant for everybody. This place is like, exactly. And then that's where you can find those real powerful orgasms. Cause like, you know, if, you're having sex and things could be, you know, in that setting, but let's get to the raw, earthy, soul, spirit, mind, body, crazy, out of body experiences, things that, you know, you don't do every day, that are, could be so much more healing or pleasurable. And that's what Oasis is all about, is, you know, showing people what sex can really be. It doesn't have to be like anything that you've seen before. And it probably isn't at all. You're going to see all sorts of new things for the first time. Yeah. You're going to see all sorts of new toys for the first time. And this is the time to be, you know, inquisitive and curious about what sexuality means to you. And I think, like, we just don't get those smacked in the face, you know, enough, unfortunately. But I love doing it because I loved bringing people to the Oasis for like the first time just to check it out. And they would be like mind blown. And they're like, oh my God, I need a new book. I need a new vibrator. I need a new partner, you know? And like, my life is so boring. And it's like, it's not that it's boring. It's that you haven't been aware of all of how big this, you know, this part of your life could really be. And that's okay. Exactly. And that's wonderful. And all of these people are here to share it with you, really. Yeah. And like, that's the most beautiful part.
And there's been so many things, like even I've just learned about myself. Like, I mean, I've always considered myself to be a very sex positive person. Like I said, I was, you know, in different parts of the industry for a long time. So coming into that environment was totally fine for me. But I've just even learned things about my own body, things I want to try that I never thought that I'd be into before. One of the things I realized that I love so much is like hearing sex, like sexy sounds, orgasm and pleasure, because I used to work, like I would bring my work and I would work in a particular like place in the club during the day that wasn't like heavily populated, but I could still hear people playing. And, you know, customers have come out like naked, getting a glass of water. I'd be like typing on my computer and they're like, don't you find it hard to work in here? I'm like, no, I love it. It's like, it's like harmonic for me. So I actually wrote a blog post on like sexual, like vocalizing sexual pleasure, because, you know, depending if you're, you know, maybe you're a parent, you have children at home and you can't be loud, or you're embarrassed about maybe the sounds that you make and stuff. Like, it's just such a great place to like, let your voice be heard among all of the other voices.
Oh, it's so true. It is. Like, you hear all the moans and it's so beautiful. It's like an art. It's so crazy. I really miss it.
One of my favorite sounds actually was like hearing somebody that's just like about to come and you hear like the buildup, like the breath, and then it gets like faster and faster. And then I'm just like, I'm typing away. And I'm like, yes.
Yeah. And honestly, like, it is such like a community, like people cheer you on when you're about to orgasm. Like, there are also spectators that are watching that are like, oh my God, and they're so happy for you in this experience. And I really, really, really miss those places, because I'm such a kink curious person. I'm not like fully like that well into kink, but kink curious. And like, I would always play with like daddy daughter play. So having like multiple masculine men like dominate me in that space. Yeah. And that was so incredibly powerful for me, because it was the first time that I could do it in such a safe setting and such an empowering setting that was like, where people, where I didn't feel shame about, you know, having all these daddies on top of me, but just like
hot.
So hot. I find I had so many incredible hot experiences at Oasis. I can't even count. But it's just, they were all so incredibly pleasurable for me. And that's why I couldn't keep this to myself, guys. I had to show you and get you guys in the news about sex clubs, because I was seeing a new partner and I'm like so head over heels with this partner. And this partner is not as sexually curious. This is the opposite of sexually curious. Yeah. And he's just like, you did what? At where? A sex club? What is that? And I'm like, oh my God.
Gotta
open some eyes here a little bit. But I hope that this has helped you guys know that there's a whole other world waiting for you guys outside of quarantine as soon as it goes away.
And even during quarantine, right?
Because totally.
People can join our online platform anytime. The best way to do that is contact info@OasisAqualounge. You can even visit our website. Our website's still up. You know, we have the information that you need towards our virtual space. So
it's so amazing. You guys, I think, are doing incredible work. I love you guys for just doing everything that you do. end, because it's the real, it's like the pinnacle of pleasure activism, right? Having sex clubs, like, this is totally okay. Sex is okay. And it shouldn't be, you know, censored. Like, this is such bullshit. I can't wait to share with you guys more on censorship that we're fighting with Facebook and Instagram with.
Oh, I'm sure there's so much to say about that right now.
So much. But I have some cannabis questions for you. Yeah. I want to know, what are your thoughts on cannabis and pleasure?
Okay, so I am a huge cannabis fan, partaker, have been for, you know, over 20 years before now. So, like, I've been, you know, partaking for a long, long time. And actually, so cannabis and pleasure for me personally has been really great and eye-opening, because I'm somebody who, like, very up in my head, can be a little anxious, a little tense. And I found when I started to pair cannabis and sex, it really helped me to get out of my head and relax my body and just be a lot more in tune with what was going on with myself. You know, just how, like, cannabis enhances music and food and stuff like that. It enhances my own sexuality too. And so I think that, unlike other, you know, vices or drugs, like, cannabis can really enhance sexuality. And also it feels safe. You know what I mean? Like, safer than maybe being drunk, you know, or maybe, you know, doing something else. So I find it pairs very well. And I actually wrote an article that was in High Canada magazine back in 2016 called, I think it was called Sex on the Grass, where I'm, like, pairing cannabis and coitus together. So for me,
that,
like, it's like peanut butter and jam.
Sex on the grass. I love that. That's amazing. But yeah, like you said, like, cannabis, and I love how you said it made you feel safer. That's so interesting. I never really thought of it from that aspect, but I feel like it makes us feel safer because it lets us not only get rid of our egos, but fall into our safe space, which is our most, you know, authentic self. And that's where we find our most authentic sexual fantasies and sexual pleasures and the energy to fulfill them, right? Without that judgment and that shame, because that's gone once you smoke a joint. Yeah. So what's so wonderful that you've expressed it that way. I've never thought of it in that aspect.
Cool. Yeah.
So, I love that those are your thoughts on cannabis. What are your thoughts on, like, how has it affected your sex life or relationships or your sexual play?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's never brought anything negative to my relationships at all. Like, when I think about, you know, all of the various people that have been in my life, I don't even know if I know anybody that was anti-cannabis.
Are in Canada.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, like, there, you know, there's people there that don't partake but support.
Totally.
Right? So, mm-hmm. So yeah, it's never done anything except, like, enhance my relationships and even myself. Sorry, what was the other part of the question?
How has cannabis affect your sex life and relationships?
It's definitely enhanced my sex life for sure. Because, you know, also, like, I find I'm getting a little bit older now, my hormones are changing and stuff like that. And so I find with cannabis, it really levels things out. It helps me sleep. It helps me, like, it increases my libido. It makes me feel joyful. And I like to tell people that it, like, smooths my edges.
I love that. You know? Cause it's like, it's like cannabis is your pleasure, period.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just, I love that.
Everything feels better, like, after I smoke a joint or bite an edible or what, or vape or however I choose to consume. And I also like to, so every time I'm like, if I have, like, if I'm ruminating over something, like, should I do this? Should I send this email? Like, should I talk to that person? If I smoke a joint, the answer then it just becomes clear. And I feel like I should always make those important decisions, like, after I partake.
That's so interesting.
Like, it really, like, yeah. Cause I, again, like, it sort of, it softens my edges and it helps me put things in perspective. And that extends, like, beyond my sexuality as well too. I mean, it's all part and parcel, but, like, it brings me a lot of clarity. Like, I don't, I'm just not somebody who, when I smoke a joint, I just kind of get, you know, just mellow and fuzzy. Like, I do, but I feel like for me, it brings me a lot of clarity and it, like, it brings me down to a notch where I can really see everything that I need to see and, like, feel everything that I need to see, you know,
got,
and I, like,
all of the information you need to make those decisions. Like, you're comfortable with yourself, comfortable with where you are.
And I like how you mentioned about your ego too, because I feel like sometimes I get up in my head and I'm, I'm all about my ego. And then when I partake, I just kind of let all of that go. And that extends definitely to the bedroom as well, too, and beyond the bedroom. Bedroom and beyond.
I love that. Sex on the grass to the bedroom and to beyond. Girl, yeah. This girl's on a roll.
It's you amazing. Can both, though. You can take those.
Oh, I'm taking notes for sure. That's amazing. Yeah, I never thought of that. Cannabis making people less indecisive. I am the worst at being indecisive. Ask me what I want for dinner and I'll take like 10 hours, you know, like it's so hard. But if you ask me what I want for dinner after a joint, I know I want Chinese food. That's such a good way to put it. I never thought of that. Maybe I need to do that myself first. I find like around the winter months and the holidays, I definitely get very insecure about myself. I'm like, I don't know, should I do this? I'm not sure. So It just means we need to smoke a lot more weed, guys. Let's do it collectively. Let's do it.
I have to go to PAX for my birthday, which I love so much because I was having some issues with my lungs. I was on like a couple of grow ups and got some stuff in my lungs and never was really my lungs have just never been the same after that. So I find instead of smoking joints, I really enjoy my vapes and my packs. And also with edibles, I find like with my hormones changing and stuff, entering perimenopause, I had a lot of problems with sleeping. And I find edibles in particular really help me to get a good night's sleep. I'm not somebody who really takes edibles like during the day because that's actually the one form that does make me feel really kind of like wonky and like slow. And I don't like to feel like that during the day. So I find like an edible just gives me that really nice body buzz and just kind of just like brings me way down enough to be able to fall asleep.
Yeah, perfect for sleep. And it's longer lasting, right? So definitely that helps. I feel like I'm such, what do they call it? Like insomniac or, I have like insomnia. Like if I don't smoke a bowl right before bed, I'm not sleeping that night. It's just done. It's like my body has decided. It's really interesting. But I'm curious. So down to our last questions, What are some tips for our listeners who have never been to a sex club, but are curious?
Cool. I've got lots of tips. Cause I love this question. It's a question that I've been asked a lot because people are always so curious and everybody kind of wants to know. So I love being able to give people information to make them feel more comfortable to join the Oasis platform or visit our club when we can open again. So one of the things, first thing I would say is treat the space as you would any other social environment. So be open to meeting new people and engage in conversation. Just like don't be entitled to sex. Like even casual sex and sexual interactions like require building some kind of connection. I think some people think like sex club, okay, I'm getting laid, you know, and they have this maybe a bit of an entitled aspect of it, like right from the beginning.
Yeah, so like show me your tits or just like, you know, just like get it started or whatever. Like, you know, have a real conversation. We're still human people and like, you know, have that and enjoy the ride. Definitely.
Yeah, it's a social club, right? So you have to kind of, you know, you got to speak to people if you want to, you know, have a good time. Another thing is manage your expectations. So again, it kind of comes down to like don't make assumptions on like what your visit is going to be like. Just be open to what you can experience in the space. So like keep an open mind, you know, allow yourself to go with the flow. It's very possible that you can meet lots of different people that are into playing with you, or you might just find yourself making a lot of new friendships and then just embrace all of the possibilities in the space. For couples. So if you're a new couple, new to visiting sex clubs, I find it's very important to be on the same page when deciding to go to a sex club. So, you know, both or, you know, whatever your relationship configuration is, like you kind of need to be on the same page with that. Communication is super important and you want to be aware of each other's comfort levels, desires, fantasies, as well as boundaries before you come into the space. One of the pieces of advice I used to give when I would do presentations is that you might want to even consider having like sort of a safe signal or a safe word between, you know, you as a couple. That way, you know, if you find you're getting overwhelmed in this space and you can't vocalize what it is that you need, having sort of a signal with your partner can be a great way to just like keep you on the same page.
Amazing. I love that.
Yeah. And consent is super important at Oasis Aqua Lounge. It's, like I said, it's non-negotiable. And so you want to have respect for people's boundaries. You want to keep that conversation going. And also I think it's really healthy for sexuality to have that conversation. Like talking about consent isn't an extra when it comes to sexuality. It should always be included. And so just getting used to having those types of conversations, I think, is really great.
I would like to add with consent is make it sexy. Being like, I want to do this, this, and that to you. Would you like it? Totally, you know, like, that's what I like to do. So it's just like, it's training us. Language is always ever evolving, right? We have all of these new genders that are coming out, all of these new relationships that are coming. Be comfortable that this is a new space for all of us. So, and like, obviously consent isn't very new, but it's something that we need to practice just like all of the other things. So
yeah. And you can totally make it sexy, just like you can make putting on a condom sexy, you know, like,
oh yeah.
You can make all of these conversations that I think are very important aspects to sexuality in general fun. You know, it doesn't have to be serious. You can make it playful. And then finally, like, do your best to let go of your inhibitions and embrace your body and your curiosity, because we are coming from a society that has shown us and told us that we are not supposed to feel certain things. You know, we're supposed to feel shameful. We're supposed to compare ourselves to other people. And you just want to let all of that go. And that can be a real kind of like mind fuck, because, you know, just like coming into a clothing optional space where you're expected to look a certain way, dress a certain way, you know, when you come to Oasis Aqua Lounge, like, all of that goes out the window, and allow yourself to explore those fantasies. But at the same time, don't be judgmental towards other people, because we all have different body types and sexual interests, and you don't necessarily need to be into what other people are doing around you, but don't, as we say, yuck somebody else's yum. We want to make space for everybody's comfort and fantasies to be explored.
I love that. Yes, exactly. So you might see something that might not be of interest to you. Doesn't mean that you should vocalize it. It's a terrible thing at all. That's completely defeats the whole purpose of this pleasure space that we're creating. Pleasure for all, pleasure your birthright, all genders, all races, yeah. Everybody deserves pleasure. And, you know, the whole point of this being such a unique space is allowing all kinks and experiences to happen in a consensual adult manner that is pleasurable for all. Thank you so much, Fatima, for joining me on this episode. This is so epic. I want to ask you one more question that we ask all of our guests.
Yes.
What is your favorite way to consume? What is your definitely one you cannot get rid of? Is it the joints? Oh, is it the edibles? Because I know you mentioned a lot. So which one is your favorite one?
My one favorite. Okay. If I have to pick one favorite, because I have three, but if I have to pick one, I'll say just smoking it, like smoking a blunt.
Yeah.
It's not great for my lungs anymore, but it does get me the highest. And it's like, it gives me the buzz I want to get. Like the vape, it's okay, it's a bit light, but it is safer on my lungs. Edibles kind of like react differently to me. So I just say like a big, bongs are also good too. I have so many, I don't want to pick.
She can pick flower. Flower is king. Flower is king here, right?
So you can ask me about my strain, and I'm not big on the names, but sativa is my jam.
I love that. Good to know. Amazing. Where can people find you? So we have info@oasisaqualounge.
Yep.com. Or that's our info@oasisaqualounge. That's our email address. You can visit our Instagram page at Aquaflirts. So that Instagram account talks all about what we're doing on our virtual platform.
Aquaflirts?
Aquaflirts on Instagram.
Yeah.
Myself, you can find me at Fatima Meshtab on Instagram, or at Planning is a Passion, which is sort of like my little side project, the Oasis Aqua Lounge website, and also at Oasis231 Mutual is our Twitter account.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, we're all over social.
Awesome. Yes, they are, and virtual now. So you can come join us with a pleasure party of yourselves. Just sign on in, get a membership, and join us. It's always a fun time at Oasis Aqua Lounge, virtually or in person. If you haven't done it at all, I think if doing it for the first time virtually will kind of give you a sneak peek into like what we're all about, and you know, get you really excited for what's to come once this all gets over. Because yeah, we at Pleasure Peaks love Oasis. I can't say that enough.
And thank you so much for having us, having me on the show. I really appreciate talking to you. It's been so nice to chat and see your face and stuff.
Of course, love. I love the sex community. You know, Oasis is definitely one of the first places within me dabbing my toes within the industry, and it has opened up my eyes to beautiful and pleasurable things. So I can't thank you guys enough. So until next time, guys, we have some exciting new podcast episodes coming up for the new year. Please subscribe to be the first to listen, and see you next time, guys.